Well, I ended up there because I got tired of working up in London. The journey was too much. There was a group of us. There were six of us girls. I lived furthest away, so going up to the station, I'd start off first, pick up the other five, and then we would get the train up into London, and that's what I did before I went to Barclay Courses. But I found the journey was too much, so I went there, and I worked there for 18 months.
So what year would it have been that you started, approximately?
I am 18.
Right, 1950. So tell me about how you found Barclay Courses after working in London. What was it like to work there?
A bit boring. I used to nearly fall asleep in the afternoon, but I used to do the work on the repair courses. That was my job. There was a few of us, we got together and got hold of some bits of material and made ourselves bar.
Yes.
But I used to cycle to work. Because of where I lived, I used to just go on my bike. It wasn't far from here. But
What time would you start in the mornings?
Yes. 9 o'clock in the morning. So I used to leave just after 8:30 because it didn't take me long on my bike to get there.
And that would be till 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I was there till 5 o'clock. But I used to go home for lunch.
Right.
Because living that close, it was easy for me to go home.
Did you have a reasonable length for lunch hour?
I had an hour.
Okay.
Because if I didn't go home for lunch, my mother used to always cook dinner time because she worked till 10 o'clock at night. And my dinner was always dry, although she said she put plenty of gravy on. By the time I got home, she used to stick it in the oven to warm it up, and it used to be dry.
Oh, what a shame.
So,
Did you go straight into the repair department, or did you serve
an
apprenticeship?
No, because I could use a sewing machine. I didn't need to. Yeah, because I learnt sewing on my mum's old Singer years ago before I even went up to London.
Yes.
In fact... Yeah.
So how many would be doing the repair work at any one time?
Only me.
Oh, right, okay.
Because each person on the machines were doing different jobs.
So... These were repairs on garments that had come back?
Yeah.
Of what sort of... Was it always the same repairs? Was it...
Oh, yes. Just stitching them up and putting them back together again.
It was someone who'd overextend. Just wear and tear.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realise they did a repair service as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yes.
But my boss, who was in charge of the place downstairs... She lived in one of those houses where you walk up to the railway station. Now, what's the name of that street? Well, you know Poetry Lane. Opposite Poetry Lane. There's a road that goes up to the station.
Yes.
You lived in one of those two houses on the side there.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's where she lived.
Yes. So the repairs that came back in, was this for garments that were under...
Corsets.
Yeah.
Told you to me.
Yeah. But were they under guarantee still, or were they, it was several years later and someone wanted a professional job to repair
them? Well, as far as I know, they were under guarantee, because that's what I did all the time.
How many would you do in a day?
Oh, not many, because like I said, it was a bit boring in the afternoon. I nearly fell asleep.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, but you were obviously good at it. If you stayed on doing that, they must have appreciated your work on that.
Well, I don't know. Everybody had a different
job,
job within there.
I'm just thinking what else to.
Because it was funny enough, it's after I packed up working in London and went and worked at Barclay Courses is when I met my husband. Now, my dad's told me I could work anywhere as long as I could give him 25 shillings a week.
So you were obviously making enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, that's good. So I know you were only there a short time. Were you there over Christmas? Do you remember any Christmas events?
Not much. We used to get together in little groups and buy amongst the women.
Yeah.
And buy little Christmas presents for each other. Yeah. We didn't buy, but there wasn't a whole big thing that everybody got it.
No, it was a more individually organised. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No, they weren't supposed to lose the, what do you call it, the chandelier that was down the middle, because it was a beautiful chandelier. Lovely staircase coming down, and they've got rid of it. Well, they weren't supposed to. That was supposed to have been under guarantee to keep.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
It was a heritage.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So I'm told there were different entrances coming into Berkeley Courses.
Oh, yes, that where the round bit, that was where the customers go in.
Mm-hmm.
As people who worked further on the side was the gate where the workers went in.
Right.
So there was a back entrance for the workers.
Yes, yes.
Because we never saw any of the customers. No.
So they would just be, things would be delivered to you to actually get on with the repair work. Right.
And the ones that were freshly made.
Yes.
Nobody in there went and saw the customer. They had the different sales ladies that did that and did the measuring.
So I'm assuming the majority of the corsets that you were repairing were for women rather than men.
Yeah.
But the Berkeley corsets were doing men's corsets
as
well.
Yeah, we had the old things that hang down.
Yes.
I can't remember what they're called now.
Suspenders?
The suspenders.
Yes.
So that's it.
Yes.
I never did anything for men.
No.
It was just for ladies.
Mm. But then went on to do some home working for them.
Well, I left there because we got married and I got a kiddie.
Yeah.
So I went back and got work. I used to go down there on Monday to pick up some work to take home to work on, and then I'd take it back on Friday.
Okay. And was it the repairs again you were doing for that?
Yeah.
Yes. And you were working on your own sewing machine for
No, I had one of their sewing machines because we weren't living in this house then. We was living in Nella Road, and I had it in the corner.
Yes.
In the dining room.
Right.
I had it in there. I had their sewing machine.
Would you have been paid per garment or per hour worked for the home working?
Well, for how many you did.
The garments, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. No, it just got a bit boring.
Yeah.
I suppose I shouldn't say that, but...
No.
The trouble was, because I went home for my dinner, having a dinner and then going back to work, that's what... And the place was warm. Yeah.
So how long would you have done the home working for? How many years would you have done that?
Oh, it wasn't all that long, because I didn't work there long, did I? Not really.
No, doing the home work.
About a year?